yeah, I'm thinking it could be probably developed more, I'm not sure. I think it is like this. And I'm looking at history, all kinds of places, that when a person, a human being, any human being, suddenly becomes elevated very highly in the eyes of others, worshipped or adored, especially in that kind of, you could say, limitless way almost, that can sometimes happen in groups. When there's a mass of people adoring a single individual, the more people there are, the more powerful that becomes. And although I've never been in that such a position myself, it seems to me that it is extremely hard for such a person to not get carried away by that. And I think that specifically goes for religious, spiritual leaders. Because their influence on the people, their followers, is so total, so all encompassing, including all aspects of life, even down to the deepest. Level of the soul of each individual. And I'm saying this because you can see that this is exactly what happens, that someone is charismatic or qualified in certain ways, and well, some may not be, but pretend to be. And they gather people, gather followers, and it gets bigger and bigger. And that group effect kicks in. The idealization, the adoration, the all of that. And then that person just drifts off up there into some kind of free-floating space. and just loses it. Declares himself Jesus or God or very special, whatever. And what happens then is such a person takes a step out into a lonely, very lonely existence where he's not accountable for anyone. He's above the laws, he's above everything, he's perfect, transcendental to all the weaknesses of ordinary mortals. But since that position, into which he has been pushed by the followers very much, at one point is far beyond his actual qualifications. He has been lifted up by the expectations of perfection, of divinity. Often he one day simply comes crashing down, but some are very qualified and actually able to handle it. But still, I think it's difficult to handle it. You might, for instance, find yourself just a few years after you started gather some followers in charge of a big organization, a movement, a church. Where you all of a sudden have to have the answers for everything. All the problems, all the challenges. The lives of all the members. And then you might either think that you are divine and that any answer that comes from you is perfect, or you might just try your best. Acting in that position, not to disappoint the followers, but doing your job well. As well as you can. So these expectations, that adoration, can become a curse. That pushes you up, up, up. And with that, loads demands on you, expectations on you. And with that, in course of time, critical eyes will start looking at you. In the beginning, forgiving the shortcomings as your transcendental pastimes or whatever. But then as I see the errors that will necessarily be there, not because you, because you were pushed up into a position that you and probably no one be able to live up to. There is this expression called spiritual abuse, which often is used about leaders in spiritual groups abusing their positions, exploiting or behaving bad towards their followers. But it can also go the other way. The followers abuse their leader. And I would say this is a kind of such abusive situation. Projecting unrealistic expectations on a person out of a sentiment that one is actually worshiping and respecting that person more and more. In a way, that is violence towards that person, because you put him or her in a position which is very precarious and dangerous. It's a strange phenomenon, but it's definitely there and should be considered.